people and municipalities connected to the water industry marked World Water Day last week. That included the city of Milwaukee, which encouraged people to join bus tours of the city's water sites or to share a beer with the mayor and talk about water.
The city also took the opportunity to showcase a new water startup whose owners hope could be a game changer for enterprises that need to treat wastewater or other dirty water. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz introduces us to Corn Cob and something called Alfie.
That's the name of Corn Cob's pilot system. One of the people behind the product is Dick Davey.
Water is flowing through the membranes and out, so we get the clean water out this end. And eventually you take the concentrated stuff, dirty stuff, called concentrate, that comes out the bottom of the vessel.
Davey stands outside the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District headquarters. Menominee River water is being sucked up into the Corn Cob demonstration model, a gleaming metal barrel connected to pipes and valves. Picture a water heater tipped on its side. As you'd expect, it's monitored by a sophisticated computer system. Inside, 60 spinning disks, 33 RPM record in size, covered with membrane, are spinning away, cleaning the water that enters the system.
We've got two different kinds of membranes in there, just one coarser and one finer. Plumbing over there, called a service module. That includes a feed tank with a mixer in it, and then all the plumbing and control valves, stop valves, flow meters, and so forth, required to automate the operation of the whole system. This control panel operates everything completely with the touch of a finger on the screen for setting different parameters and so forth.
Davey says the demo unit has been put to the test in locations around the country, cleaning everything from winery wastewater to discharge water from a laundry.
Now we're back here doing this on river water to basically demonstrate we can take the river water and discharge drinkable water, potable water.
So ultimately the size of a unit will vary on where it's installed.
Yeah.
I mean, this would be
this unit can handle about 5 gallons per minute. Mm-hmm. Our largest system, where the vessel would be about 6 feet in diameter and over 20 feet long, would handle 400,000 to 500,000 gallons a day. And then
in the case of a winery, for instance, they could install the unit and it would treat the water that would
mainly be treating the wastewater.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
then out of that you would get water that's potable.
They can reuse you could do potable, the way.
Right.
Or you can treat it, not quite as far and be able to reuse the water.
There aren't just a bunch of local water technology geeks checking out the Corn Cob. A contingency of the China National Petroleum Company are carefully inspecting the unit. Corn Cob consultant Ed Pinelli explained.
It's because one of the projects that we've done is to take fracking mud and be able to extract and clear the water so the water can be reintroduced into the fracking process. So fundamentally, we're recycling the water and keeping it clean.
Corn Cob co-creator Douglas Huang is beaming. He says he's been working toward this technology for years.
It's been 30 years that I've been thinking, and our team have been working hard at it. But I think we have the answer now.
Huang says he realizes challenges lay ahead as they scale from Alfie to commercial size, but he plans to set up manufacturing facilities in Wisconsin.
We have lined up manufacturing in Green Bay, Brookfield, New Berlin, and with all their capacity, we can grow to $100 million a year company when they produce our stuff. Full time. So we have those all lined up and we are ready to go.
There's a sprightly mirth about this man. It's also evident in why he named the new company Corn Cob. Huang explains hoisting a Yorkshire Terrier-sized model and sliding out its cylinder.
Raise your hand if you can see Corn Cob.
Even if the shape doesn't scream Corn Cob to you, I'd guess you'd still raise your hand. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
So that's where the name come up. It's just imaginary. We lay it down for operation.